I survived a brain tumor, but if I had relied on my government for health care, I'd be dead. I am a Canadian citizen. And as my brain tumor got worse, my government healthcare system told me I had to wait 6 months to see a specialist. In 6 months, I would have died.
That is a new ad being aired by Patients United Now in opposition to the Democratic brand of healthcare reform that includes a government option, which many believe would lead to government control of healthcare. The woman at the center of that ad, as she mentioned, is a Canadian citizen named Shona Holmes, and she joins me now to explain exactly what happened with her case above the border and here in the United States. And Shona, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
As was mentioned in the ad, you had been diagnosed with a brain tumor and the Canadian healthcare system denied treatment for 6 months. Is that correct?
Well, what happened was I went to see my family doctor with the onset of symptoms, and she tried to set up an appointment with an endocrinologist and a neurologist, and one was going to be a 4 month wait and the other was going to be a 6 month wait. So my original trip down to the United States was to get a diagnosis, and that's what I did. I came down, and within a week, I had all the testing that I needed done, saw all the specialists, and at the end of that week, they handed me a diagnosis and recommended that I go home and have the surgery immediately, that I had roughly 4 to 6 weeks before I'd lose my vision completely.
And what explanation did you get from either your personal physician in Canada or from some higher official in Canada about why your tests and treatment would take so long up there?
Well, unfortunately, what's happened with us is we have government-run healthcare, and it's the only option that we have. And so, you know, you can't step out of that system. And we're so short now on doctors. A lot of the surgeons only get sometimes up to 10 hours a week of operating time. So ultimately, you go on a wait list, and they can't see you until your turn comes up. So I was at a disadvantage because I didn't have the diagnosis yet. However, once I did get the diagnosis and returned, that's when the real panic came on. And we contacted every neurosurgeon that we could possibly find, and absolutely nobody could see me.
Shona, from what you've learned, is this a typical situation for Canadians with severe medical issues that need immediate attention, or was your case in some way unique?
This is what I found out, is that everybody in Canada thinks we have great health care until you get sick. And so it's a lesson that you learn really fast, you know, through a series of hard knocks. And unfortunately, there are many, many people in my situation, from very minor stories to much more tragic than mine turned out to be. And unfortunately, it's the norm, and you now become very used to just having to wait anywhere from 4 to 6 months. I'm almost a little bit embarrassed because my wait times weren't nearly as bad as what some other people's have been. And so, you know, you can wait up to a year and a half just to see an orthopedic surgeon. And it's absolutely tragic. It's very sad.
And just to finish your story, how quickly were you able to actually have surgery then on your brain tumor?
Well, actually, the only delay that I had on surgery was my own, because I chose to come home and try and be treated under my health care. And so that was a 3-week delay. But the Mayo Clinic would have taken me immediately to do the surgery. And when I returned to Arizona, they did it right away. The whole thing from start to finish took me about 6 weeks.
There is obviously a debate right now about whether this government option in competition with private insurance would ultimately lead to government takeover of the healthcare system. How did it materialize, as far as you know, in Canada? Was there simply a government option and originally in competition with private options, or did the government just take it over all at once?
The government took it over all at once, and they obviously needed to. There was a combination of two, and then the government took it over, and it is just, like I said, it's been one nightmare for our country.
Why did you decide to get involved in the American debate, being a Canadian citizen?
Well, actually, when this whole thing happened to me, I got involved in Canada with the Canadian Constitution Foundation, and we've actually filed a suit against my particular province of Ontario, that it's against my constitutional right not to provide, like if there's a monopoly on healthcare, that they have to provide timely access to that healthcare. And so that challenge began shortly after I got sick. And all of a sudden, somebody down here heard my story. And to be honest, I felt a responsibility to come back and tell my story, because the treatment that I received down here for the first time in many, many years, I felt like a patient as opposed to a number. And if I get any criticism from anybody at all, it tends to be that I must have the financial resources to do this. And here I am telling two nations how broke I am and how broke I was before this whole thing started. And I really am so typical of an average Canadian. And we put a second mortgage on our house. My husband took a second job, and we begged and borrowed from every friend and family member that we could in order to do this. And I felt that if this could happen to me, then it could happen to so many other people. So I'm here as hopefully as a neighborly thing for me to do and tell my story.
And real quickly, before we let you go, obviously this is a prominent ad campaign and there's a lot of influence on the other side of this debate. What sort of reaction have you gotten from those in favor of the current plan being debated here in Washington?
Well, I testified yesterday in front of Congress, and the questions that I got were more or less questions that I wasn't allowed to answer, which was a little bit frustrating, but I'm being compared to the statistics of the amount of Americans that don't have health insurance, and they're comparing me to being in the same position. Now, I would definitely argue that there's a big difference, because I actually have insurance. It's public insurance, it's government insurance, and I couldn't get access, so there was no treatment available to me. Whereas down here, you still have one more step to go. And I think if you're so sick and you need help and you're forced to leave your country in order to save your life, I think that's pretty tragic.
Well, Shona, it's an incredible story. We thank you for sharing it. We thank you for your time with us today.
Thank you so much.
Canadian citizen Shona Holmes, now the subject of a Patients United Now advertisement against the Democratic version of health care reform, survived a brain tumor only because she left Canada, which denied treatment, and got treatment here in the United States. This is Dateline Washington.